Welcome to Shomar Shov and the Daf. Your sponsor, Lunish Masam Yakashom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bometzio Daf Peites. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings several drushas to teach us what is the case where a poyel is allowed to eat the fruits that he's working on. And the Gemara says very, very specific. It has to be Gemara Melacha while it's coming to the end of the Melacha. But it cannot be too late after Gemara Melacha. Because once it's mischaya v'maiser, once it's obligated in maiser, or according to the end of the Gemara, mischaya v'maiser or chala, once it gets to that stage, the poel cannot take it. The poel can take it only when it's the stage of finishing and completing the produce, which is a bit towards the end of the melacha, before it's mischaya v'maiser. What's the pshat that the mitzvah of feeding the poel, allowing the poel to eat, applies only b'shas gemar melacha? What's the idea behind it? So maybe one could suggest something based on the understanding of what is this mitzvah all about. In the Sefer Siv Se Koyin Ala Toiro, the Sefer wasn't written by the Shach, it was written by a Mordechai Koyin of Tzfat, who was a Talmud of a Talmud of the Arizal. And he writes there the meaning of what's the pshat in the mitzvah, Kisavoy El Kerem Reecho, you come to the vineyard of your friend, you're allowed to eat. Maybe just to add to what he says, is that if you look at the pasuk, it's a very strange pasuk. The lashon should have been that one who hires a worker, one who hires a poyel, he should allow him to eat. It doesn't say that. It says when a worker goes to eat, when you go into the vineyard of your friend, so then you can eat, but don't put it into the kelim, etc. Why are we talking to the poyel? Why are we not talking to the balabais? But says the Siv Se Koyin, the remez in this pasuk is to avoidas ha'odom in this world. When a person goes into this world is called the kerem, it's called the vineyard. And in a vineyard, you have different types of grapes. You have white grapes and you have red grapes. The red grapes is the midas hadin, is the aveiros, is the all the bad things that can happen in the world. And the white grapes, the green grapes we call, is the midas hachesed, is the good things, the mitzvahs, is what a person can accomplish in the world for the good. This is the avoid of Adam in this world, to be kaitiv, to take out and know which anovim to take and which anovim not to take. The Torah tells us that a person who does that, a person who is in this world and he has the vineyard, el keilecha lo yisiten, don't take to your own kelim. Don't try to take from the benefits of this world for your own indulgement, for your own benefits. Do it l'shem shamayim, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You just take the minimum amount when a person eats that he needs to sustain himself, but not to put into his own kelim for him to retain things for himself which are not part of the avodas Hashem. And the remez of achalta anovim refers to the sechar lo'olam haba. A person works in this world. Where does he get the reward? He gets it lo'olam haba. And then he continues to say this other pasuk that we have, kisovo bekamas reecho. When you go into the kama, that's the other pasuk that we said Joshua before. You have the vineyard, then you have the kama, you have the grain. The grain is talking about already when you come to Olam Haba. The vineyard is talking about Olam Hazeh. When a person works in the Olam Hazeh, and he has the reward of Olam Haba. But the grain is talking about when a person comes to Olam Haba. And then the katafta milus be'adecho refers to the mitzvah that you did in Olam Hazeh. When you come to Olam Haba, you katafta that, you take these mililas, you take it without asking any permission, it's yours to take. And Ayin Shama explains more about this. Basically says these two parashas, one is talking about the avoid of Olam Hazeh, one is talking about the reward of Olam Haba. In a very similar fashion, we find this Fasemes, Parash Kiteitze, year Taf Reish Lamed Zayin, that he also explains, Kisovu Bekerem Reecho, talk about a poyel, talk about a inyan, the Bekoyach Esek HaToyru VeHaMitzvah, is a person finds the time in Toyru. That's, he doesn't say like, the Sfis Yekoyim talk about Tzchai Lo Mabo, talk about through the Torah mitzvahs you get the timing of Torah, the enjoyment of Torah. And the Torah is telling us to be careful not to take it for your own benefit. For a person should take the Torah and the enjoyment of Torah, the timing of Torah, for his avodas Hashem, and to be able to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu right in the right way, and to connect the Torah fully. Because the taklas of all the limud of Torah and timing of Torah is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But going back to the Siv Se Koyin, comes to the Siv Se Koyin, what is the idea of a person goes to the Kerem Reecho? Talk about avoida v'olam hazeh that gets the reward lo'olam haba. You do the avoida and then you're able to get the reward later. So maybe that's the pshat, the time of the mitzvah has only been Gemar Malacha, but we didn't get yet to Maaser. Before Gemar Malacha, a person did not finish his job. He doesn't get yet his reward. Once you get to Maaser, you already get to the Chiyuv of Maaser, it's talking about already the stage when you're giving out Matanos. We talk about Olam Haba. But when you have the Gemar Malacha, but not yet the Maaser, that's exactly the remez of these Psukim. The person who does avoid the Olam Hazeh B'Shleimus, his weight, his reward is waiting for him, Olam Haba. Efshar, that is going to be the pshat in Oymek Hadavar in the details of this mitzvah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or want to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.